Black, stop playing with him.
Say with Tank Davis being almost with being 30 years old, say he's 30 years old, and people are sitting there saying that Sabril Matias is 31 and is an IBF champion, 140, ain't fought nobody. If he had Tank's popularity, I guess they would be negated, because if you look at Tank, yeah, he's not an IBF, but he, you know what I'm saying, he's haven't really fought nobody. So, I mean, that's he's hit entering at 31. Yeah. So, if he didn't have the popularity, you know what I'm saying, people sitting there barely, you know, like, almost calling him the face of boxing, because, you know, Canelo's the face of boxing, hands down. Yep. It's that's posed the problem when you got a Devin Haney who's sitting there just quietly putting in better work. But now it's starting to be loud because Devin Haney said, "Take over, Bill. Be loud for me." It's the way of the beast. And I'm gonna say this. Or I'm gonna ask this. Do you think Devin Haney, if he fought? Like, say if Devin Haney, after Lomachenko, if he would have fought Esau Cruz, do you think people on the Tank side or even the neutral side would have gave him credit? If he beat Lomachenko, he stayed at 135 and fought Esau Cruz, would that give him any credit?
They just would have said it would have been Tank's leftover.
Exactly. If he would have fought Ryan Garcia, what would they have said?
It'd been Tank leftover.
If he would have fought... if he would have fought Shakur 25%, then they would have been like, you know, he fought Shakur now, but Shakur wasn't gonna take 25%. Some I feel it, some I don't. Now after Edwin De Los Santos, he should have took it, because now he may not ever get it. But bottom line, man, when you look at certain things, how it looks at you in the face, you're a person that is gets in trouble with the law. You know, you put your hands on, like, females and stuff like that. You know, like that, people look at you in that light. So, I mean, like, you know the Tank. So, don't let these big fights slip away. You can't let these big fights slip away, man. It'll be bad. It'll be bad, bad. Leroy Brown.
Like I said, with his age, like I said, Devin, he's 5 years younger.
Right. A whole 5 years younger, man. He's 20, and Bill Haney's talking. See, now he's starting to creep in and talking shit about Floyd, and I'm like, see, he's starting to feel himself a little bit too much. He's sitting there talking about, you know, he's 24, you know, he's doing shit Floyd ain't ever done before, and all. But don't say things like that when you ain't had 100 million, 200 million, 300 million. And now you can say, okay, yeah, he's done some things younger. If he's done some, he's gotten to a place younger than what Floyd has. But Floyd, I think, hit fast forward on some motherfuckers, man. So watch your tone. Keep your hands on the car. Bottom line. But I just still cannot believe that I was looking at Robeson Ramirez matchup and I was like, man, he could lose this fight. And I did not bet that. And I just can't. I'm biting myself because it's just like I looked at that matchup. I'm like, long rangy. Going against a short counter puncher, loops, punches, might not find his range. And I sit there and I bet him money line anyway, because I was like, I'm just going to just say, okay, he wins the fight. And here he lost. Majority. I just think if I'd have just bet Devin Haney by decision, which I did, and just that one, goodness gracious, I would have loved it. It's crazy. But Tank Davis, man, the big fight is definitely on him. big fight is definitely in. A big fight is definitely on. Canelo, like, you, this Jermell fight, that ain't, we're not pleased over that. We was just happy that he was getting the opportunity. He went out there and mailed it in. But David Benavidez is still knocking on the door. You can't avoid that. You can't avoid David Benavidez. You can't avoid that. You can't sit there and be like, I'm looking for a new title. From who? You see where on social media he was sitting there saying looking for a new title. He had a, like a little Christmas thing. Somebody he won a new title for Christmas. Like, from who? There's only two. I mean, Bibble. You gonna move up a cruiserweight, take that title? Or you gonna go back down to 160? Cause David Benavidez don't got a real title.
He know what we want.
Exactly. Why is he trying to do this to us, man? Like, come on, man. And then he going, and then this is what he says whenever they asked him about what Benavidez says. And he said, and I quote, I do what I want. I'm the king. Does that sound like a guy that's ducking, or does that sound like a guy that's, you know, running things? Like, I don't know. Like, how?
A little bit of both.
Yeah, that's what I say. It's like, that's the crazy thing about it. I'm like, what? That's ballsy, man. You kind of can't say that. But then we're like, God damn it. Fight him. It's bittersweet because if you was on top, you would want to be like that. You'd be like, man, fuck him. Not fight him. Right, because y'all said so? But then on the flip side, we're like, it's pretty much going to solidify you. Like, this is what we're all in it for. It's about solidification. Like, you got to solidify yourself against him to be like, well, even if you decide to retire afterwards. If he beat David Benavidez. Because now that's the guy other than Floyd that you haven't fought yet. Like, you lost to Floyd. We can't. Triple G, okay. Okay.
That first one was controversial.
Yeah. It's a dangerous game in boxing, man. Because sometimes your career, just like Andre Ward, people try to tussle about Andre Ward's career, but I say one thing. Super 6, Kovalev, twice. I mean, like, boxing is a sport to where, like, I mean, like, you can die in that ring, man. And he did a Super 6, Kessler, and all those big names, and then he beat Kovalev twice? Leave it alone. Not to mention what he did as an amateur. Leave it alone. I mean, you look at, like, people like Oscar De La Hoya, like, you know, great Olympian, good amateur career, comes in as a great pro, and, you know what I'm saying, like, you look at the stepping stones that he made, you know what I'm saying, make sure he solidified his career, even though the losses that he took, sometimes you're going to take L's. But those key wins that you can't get, or bounce back wins, whatever like that, that can keep your career safe. Now, what you do outside the ring can sometimes fuck you up in the eyes of people. But I think, like, mm-hmm. say, like Floyd, people look at him as like, well, they hate his personality, or they hate things that he's went through, or what he may have on public record, or whatever, and things like that. So, I mean, like, you tie into both worlds. In today's time, you know what I'm saying, you get looked at differently. You know, you take somebody like Bill Haney, some people say he's faking being Muslim. People saying that, well, is he, him and Bill, are they really living the Muslim faith? You know what I'm saying? Like, shit like that. Shit like that. Is Regis really from New Orleans? He moved to Texas after Hurricane Katrina. Like, come on, man. Like, really? Really? Shakur Stevenson on the damn internet center talking about Devin Haney. He fake, you know what I'm saying? Like, he lost the loan. He lost. But me, you can go back and watch that whole fight with Edwin. You can see I didn't fucking lose that fight. But come on, bro. Do you think we really talking about that?
Hell yeah. Ain't nobody going back and watching that bullshit
either. Right. Nobody said you lost.
He just needs to stay away from social media.
For real.
Somebody needs to take his phone and deactivate that motherfucker for a whole year.
And fly him to Big Bear and let him just play the train. You know, like that's where everybody on the box when they get in trouble. Go take him to Big Bear. Let him work out. Let him get the mind right. You know, I hate it for the kid, man. Can't stand it. Because, like I said, I was in the same room as him when you know, same with his entourage and everything like that. Like, I'm not walking over there.
I ain't gonna lie, I don't need a complete dominant performance out of him in his next fight.
Yeah, complete.
For his hype to come back up. Because
prove to me that your hand was hurt. Because now your hand was hurt now. Now your hand was hurt. You didn't feel good. You had the runs.
You was running around like that against that nigga, then I can't only imagine what you going to do against Tank.
No action. Tank will be sitting there like, Tank going to quit. Like, Tank went up Tyson probably just walk out the ring and be like, man, I'm not fighting that. I think deep down, like, Devin knew he was going to have to deal with that. I think Devin was like, yeah, 25%. Because he hasn't sold. When you got Bob Arum sitting there saying you don't sell, that's even more ammunition for somebody to give you a lowball contract. Yeah. When your own promoter sitting there like Terrence Crawford, same thing. They all run the Al at some point. Soon as Shakur gets a free agent here next year, he's going to run straight to Al. What you got, Al? You got paper. And you know, that's the bottom line. We're going to run straight to Al. Can't wait. And people want to talk about Al Heyman can't keep networks. You know, boxing is the fault of that sometimes. It's not Al Heyman. What do you think happens? Like, this is what happens. The boxing fault is where Al Heyman has boxers just the same as Oscar De La Hoya, just the same as Eddie Hearn, that thinks that they're supposed to have $10 million to fight. $8 million to fight. Well, sometimes you should be happy with $800,000. You should be happy with a mil.
All these fights shouldn't be pay-per-view.
Right. You killing the market. You killing the viewer to where they sitting there saying like, I'm not paying for that $60 for Pedraza and fucking and he's fighting. You know, like say for example, like somebody like a Frank Martin win a pay-per-view against a fucking somebody like Pedraza. No. Why we gotta pay $60 to see you whoop somebody's nobody's ass, man? And they were like, man, Pedraza, he tough though. You know, he don't get stopped. No, we're done doing that. We're done doing the whole he don't get stopped shit. Does he win? What has been your favorite fight of 2023? Like what has been, if you look back at this year, what has been your favorite fight? Because you had started the year, we had, you know, we had Tank, Hector Garcia, and we had Ryan in that fight, and then Tank and Garcia fought. We had Wilder. Didn't Wilder fight at the beginning of the year? Well, he fought last year. I think it was last year. We had Joshua fight. Usyk fight DeBose. Joshua knocked out Helenius. We had of course, Errol Spence, Terrence Crawford. We had, I think before that, we had a couple of nice fights. And, you know, of course, the Jake Paul Suarez. Yeah. Yeah, we had that. We had, I'm trying to think, it was a little fight. We had Frank Martin hit the scene. I like what I seen from Frank Martin. Got to see Keyshawn Davis a little bit. We got to see something from... we got to see Matias. We got to see that Chris Colbert with the pink hair. With Jose Valenzuela. We got to see... Trying to think of another good fight this year we got to see. Oh, yeah, Zhang Weili, the big, tall Chinese dude, heavyweight. He fought twice this year.
I haven't watched the one of
them. He's nice. He like a Chinese George Foreman, man. Like, he throws those bobs. Like, he lumberjack. That's another Zhang. That's what I call him, Zhang. Chris Eubank Jr. got his get back against Liam Smith. Conor Benn beat the shit out of somebody. UK had a good year of boxing. I had to put it that way. UK had some good events.
I mean, I probably have to go with that Haney versus Lomachenko.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Out of the ones that I watched.
Yeah, that right there was beautiful. Yeah. 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 Haney Lomachenko. I'm with you. I'm with you there. Bivol Canelo. Was that your year? Was that this year? No.
Canelo fought that one motherfucker out there in Mexico who didn't fuck Charlo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ryder. Do you hey, what do you think of this right here, which I said this earlier? Do you think 140 is a stopping place where somebody can sit there and be like, now, because we know Terrence Crawford unified there, but now with the names stacking up, should that still be a weight class where there should be just like a, hey, how you doing, I'm out of there? Or is that now a weight class where you can be like, hey, 140? Because that's what it seemed like they're trying to make lightweight. They're trying to be like, man, 135 is just too hard to cut. They move up the extra four, fuck 147. Or is that like the new highlight division? Because if you think about it now, you got the three champions. You got some real good names, Devin Haney, T.O., and the Barbosa guy. Then you got underneath that. No, Matias. And then you got Barbosa and Ryan Garcia. And those names are floating around. It's moving up. Tank Bay move. You know, he's fought at 140. 140, to me, has never been something. Floyd fought two fights at 140. You know what I'm saying? Terrence Crawford, the only person I know that unified undisputed there. And it was nobody there. Now we got some names there. Is now 135 about to be something of the past? Or you think this is like something that's just going to be like done? Is all the fights that we're dreaming? Basically, that's my question, Max. The fights that we can dream in our head, is it going to happen at 140?
They should happen at 140, but I don't know if they are. I mean, I gave that 140 a 2-year window span. At least to get at least maybe half of the fights that we won. Because I can definitely see Devin moving up to 147. I can even see Teofimo moving up to 147.
Do you think Shakur and Tank is going to just hold down 135? That's what I'm saying. Like, I just think sometimes size can bite you. And I think Tank and Shakur are the two people, I think, that 147 just might be too big of a step up.
Yeah, I don't see them at 147. I don't like taking 147. But I think he should... 140 is the biggest fight for him to make right now.
Mm-hmm.
That I feel like, outside of Shakur at 135. I mean, that's really the only fight that I really see want to see him at.
What about anyway? If he would have say in the next 3 years anyway creeps his way up and is a tank in anyway fight, which is fighting here in a couple weeks,
I definitely see that. But 3 years from now, I mean, that's the That's a lot. That's a lot.
Or 2 years. Okay, say two.
Well, he already said he don't even want to be fighting too long.
Yeah, true that. Yeah.
Anyways,
true.
You know what I'm saying? True. So
I would love to see that. Anyway, and Tank, same height, same compact with 135 or 140. You know what I'm saying? 135 mainly. 135 Tank and Inouye. God dog it. That's a dream match. That's a dream match of mine. That's like when I used to think about like whenever the fight. Could you imagine if like Floyd and Tank, if like Floyd was like just still had enough and Tank was at his point to where he could challenge somebody like a Floyd. Like that's how I think of that. Because I would say Broner, but Broner so bad.
Man, I just feel like that Tank versus Devin Haney, like that should be soon.
Yeah, that needs to happen. The shit talk, and now we got Bill Haney is feeling grown. Bill Haney is feeling so good about his son. He is talking the biggest type shit. He cussing out Mayweather, man. He's sitting there like, man, we ain't doing this Mayweather shit, man. We pay our fighters. We make sure we don't charge. We don't sit there and charge $80 to go watch bums. I mean, he talking big shit.
He is.
The business model, and here's the thing: the business model
it's
of
all facts.
I knew you. Look.
At the end of the day, it's all facts. You can hate it, but it's all facts at the end of the day. They gotta go knock on that door, man.
But what about?
He can fight Frank Martin then and be Devin Haney, but I don't want nothing less than that.
See, they had room to talk because they both fought Gamboa at the same time. Whenever Devin Haney took the Lenares fight, I said that was a good move by Haney. He took Lenares. Tank took Santa Cruz, which is not bad. It just Santa Cruz was at 130.
Exactly.
That damn it.
That's what I'm saying. They bringing up these smaller guys up to 135. I don't know.
That does ring the truth, man.
Man, that, I ain't want to believe it, but that Mayweather protection plan, man, it's...
Woo! Damn! He caught it Hey, that's what they say. That's what they say. The Mayweather protection plan.
That's what it looks like. I mean, because you see what them other guys, you see what Teofimo did, you see what Devin Haney did, and they've all been and all in the same... I mean, I guess you could throw Ryan Garcia in there, but... Tank already got him out the way, but we all knew he wasn't what that. We all know he was a YouTube fighter anyway.
Yeah. So. But there was improvement. There was improvement. Now, I would say with Tank. The one thing I said earlier this morning is that he gets out boxing matches. And that could be the reason why there's hesitance on selecting big fights. Because, lo and behold, like you said, in the Mayweather protection, is that if we get you keep knocking out people, people will still want to see you.
Yeah.
He has been down on points against guys he shouldn't be down on points against.
It's because he started out slow.
Mm-hmm. Because even Rowley hit him with a couple counter shots. I was like, Rowley? Rowley hitting you with counter shots? Rowley? It's not a good vibe right there. Then you got...
But what is Rowley doing in his next fight?
That's what I'm saying. Then you got Rowley at 140 with a belt? That's what I was just about to say. You got Rowley at 140 with a belt.
They even lost that fight.
He did.
His ass.
Hey, bro, we can't have an old man champ.
That old man whooped his ass.
Man, did you see where, I don't think you saw it, where yesterday it was a fight. I can't remember the guy's name. It was on the ESPN card. Dude lost. The ref stopped the fight, which the ref, the dude did throw a punch, but he was getting walked. He wasn't going to come back and win. And I think the ref, you know, would have had a valid stoppage a little later on, maybe about a good 20 more seconds. I think it was like about 40 more seconds of the round. But, like, the way the dude acted after the ref stopped the fight, he was starting to, he elbowed the ref in the mouth. Oh, yeah, I saw that. And he went out there and sat in the stands with his gloves on, man. I said, I ain't never seen that. That man walked out the ring and sat in the stands, man. And then went back in the ring. They're like, nah, man, you ain't getting back in.
You're done. You're done. You may not be on this level again. Since you want to act out. Fucking idiot.
Fucking idiot. That was crazy. I was like, man, what is wrong with him, man? Like, he really, like, spazzed out his trainer. The trainer's in there trying to help him out. He's like, he's done. Just done.
Revoke his little personary thing.
Oh, my God. Do you think Ebony Bridges and OnlyFans and all that shit like that fucked her up?
I mean, honestly, I know I knew who that is. I knew who that is.
You didn't see the fight?
Nah, I didn't watch that fight.
I just she for the women's boxing, I think is a bright area because she is marketable, but she's rugged from Australia. She knows how to box. She's not in the same weight class as Clarissa Shields. She's about right the same. I think she's in the same weight class or one below Alicia Baumgartner and Michaela Meyer. But like she took an L yesterday on the same card as Devin Haney because she was highly promoted, but. I was like, damn, man, like, that. Whenever you are marketable like that, because you bad as hell, and you start getting that OnlyFans and all that shit like that, and you lose, it's going to change, like, people are going to be like, okay, now, pick one, what you got going on now, that's a telltale sign, because she lost to somebody who, like, lost their last fight. Surprised she got this fight. And she came up and won. That's big time. Just like Robisi. You know, Robisi goes against Rafael Espinosa, who I didn't think was going to fucking do that to her, man. I mean, I didn't think Rafael Espinosa was going to beat Robisi like that. After he getting knocked down two times, because I went back and watched the fight, because we was Debbie Haney in and out. And go back and watch the fight, and this man gets knocked down two times. Robisi, though, just couldn't. Okay, put it this way. I'm fighting you on fight night, right? Uh-huh. And you know I'm sitting there just beating you, and I might just knock you down. I might get a knockdown. I might stun you or something like that. And then all of a sudden, in the later rounds, you just start charging back, and okay. You knock me down the last round. Yeah. That's what happened.
Yeah. He get up.
He got up, but he lost the majority decision. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I saw the highlights of it.
Yeah. Espinosa, man. Some dude put a $3,500 bet on him to win by decision. Won $35,000. $35,000. I said, kiss. My ass.
Damn.
Yeah. He's like, I got time off work. He's I'm going to Africa. I said, damn. Yeah. Safe travels. Don't get bit by no crazy bugs out there. You know, Gerald Levert. I scared the shit out of me when Gerald Levert went out there and got bit by that bug and died.
Time on work. Use mugs up, man, before you go over there. It's a goddamn shame that we that shit don't carry over.
I know.
You can't pay me for it or what?
Nothing.
That's crazy.
Great, great. Man, they sitting there talking about Devin Haney and Boots. They need to be talking about Earl Spence and goddamn Terrence Crawford. When is that rematch? When is that date even going to be coming? We need that date. Because Errol Spence looking like he was putting on weight, just chilling. You know, he thinking about boxing right now. Damn it, Earl. I believed in him, man. I believed it. I still believe in him. I think in 154 it might be a different fight, but I don't think he'd win. I mean, you see the skill difference. When you see somebody skillfully, just be like, there's no weight difference or nothing. Like, when he went to jab in the body, he was like, it was bad skill wise, man. Terrence Crawford was like, man, I'm about to fuck you up, dog. You have no idea what I'm about to do to you. And that's his bottom line. Like, he beat the trash out of him. When it got to, like, the third, fourth round, I remember just sitting back there like, yeah, this is... That was a sad moment, because when you sit there, you root for somebody so heavy, you just start, you just know. Because after the knockdown, you're like, damn, that was kind of easy.
It
was a jab. He knocked him down with a fucking jab, man. That was fucking cold-blooded, man. Like, I can't get over that. A jab. And then Jermell Charlo goes up to fight Canelo and just dances around the ring. Like, lines only. Like, those are the two embarrassing moments of 2023 for me in boxing. Watching Errol Spence get beat up like that.
That shit was sad.
And then seeing Jermell Charlo go up to fight Canelo and just basically just be like, I just can't get this check. Brother tripping and shit. He didn't want me. He wanted to be the one to beat you anyway. Cause what if he was like, man, just get the check and jump. Like, I wouldn't be the one to beat him, man. You already got an L. I don't got no L's. Who knows? That was just weird. I didn't like his demeanor in that fight. Caleb Plant fight with more like oomph. And both fights against Canelo and Benavidez and Jermell did against Canelo. That was embarrassing. It was like one of those things where you just like, you are better than that, man. Like you sit there and put, that's like Adrian Broner against Manny Pacquiao. I put that in that level. Like you, it's just like, you didn't go out there and embarrass yourself talking about I'm doing it for the HOD and all that bullshit, but you had a demeanor that you was serious, that you was like, hey, I ain't on that bullshit, you know, I'm fighting Canelo, and just the way he went out there, and like, I'm looking back on 2023 type shit, and I'm just like, man, I've seen more heart from way lesser fighters than him this year. Yeah, that's like Jake Paul against Tommy Fury. I saw way more heart in Jake Paul knowing he was about to lose against Tommy Fury.
He said some corny shit after the fight. Talking about at least he ain't getting knocked out like the other fighters.
Yeah, just, yeah, like, come on, man. Like, young male, man. Young male. Unbelievable. Ryan Garcia and Oscar De La Hoya are the two funniest things of 2023. I think 2023, as far as that promoter boxer, them two was Tank and Floyd the year before that. Ryan and Oscar, take the cake. That man lost to fucking Tank. They didn't sit out there with him. He was out there by himself. Him and Bernard Hopkins was like, hey, you ready to go? Yeah, ready to go. Let's go. Now you can never get a fighter's trust back after that. Left that man out there by himself, man. Nobody. Crazy. Ron said, yeah, I got something for you. My damn press conference. I'm going to bear sure ass. That was hilarious, man. Trying to think of another funny moment of 2023. What I would say another one would be Timothy Bradley, man, and Sergio Moore in the Ryan Garcia fight. That man literally was sitting there. Moore was trying to ask him, like, you know, what did you think? You know what I'm saying? Like the what is it? The etiquette for a knockdown. And Timothy Bradley trying to act like he ain't never been knocked down in his life. I never trained for no knockdown. I ain't never, you know, I ain't thought about that. I ain't never think about it. Like, man, you know, I've been knocked down before. You've been knocked down before. I lost it. That was a funny moment. More like, bro, I've been knocked down. You've been knocked down. Why are you acting like you tripping? Why are we tripping? Mm-hmm. I think the fact that, you know, Canelo, people be trying to swing on Canelo pre-fights and shit. He be dodging the shit out of him. Who tried to slap? Who was it? Somebody tried to slap him? Platt tried to slap him. He said, whoop! Psych. Powered his ass. Charlo got the meanest slap. That, oh, that's right. That did happen this year. That was, now that, he got whooped with the slap. That was a whooping. He got slapped and his girl got whooped.
I know.
That was a tough one. That was a tough one. Danny Jermell goes takes a picture with Caleb Plant, like, in the same light. Like, it's just weird. And then Jamal chills with Terrence Crawford. They got a weird dynamic. Tony Harrison was a funny moment of this year. You know, making it seem like Tim Tazoo was picking, thought he was cherry picking, but he picked the right, you know what I'm saying? You, like, thank you, you picked me. Like, you picked me? Like, bro, he about to whoop your ass, but I like the confidence. But that was a funny tidbit as far as saying, like, you, he picked me. Like, yeah, you about to find out. And then Tim Tazoo with a t-shirt that, you know, that says hit list has got Charlo at, I think, what it had, Charlo on it, had Terrence Crawford on it, Canelo on it, I think. Like, it had some names on it. Got to see David Morrell, you know what I'm saying, this year. David Morrell popped up, made a name for himself this year. Big baby Jared Anderson made a name for himself this year. You know, all fights ain't easy. He had to head up and face some adversity. I was in a car wreck, too, before a fight. Adesanya. I was just able to step over to the combat sports side. Adesanya getting beat twice this year was crazy. Did he get beat twice? Would it? No. He avenged the loss and got beat. Volkanovski was a trip this year. I mean, it's been a good year of boxing. Of course, boxing is always, you know, I think all sports can have their corrupt moments, but, you know, boxing always kind of shines at that because people look at that as boxing that corrupt because of judges, you know, how scorecards can go, and you look at certain fights. There has been those moments. Yeah. We've seen plenty of those moments.
Yeah, it's definitely been a good year.
Yeah.
Most interested I've ever been into it.
Mm-hmm. Surprise knockouts like Santillan knocking out Rocha. Like, I didn't see that one coming. So now we got to look at somebody like a Giovanni Santillan. Boots made his presence felt this year. I feel like Boots is like, hey, you know, I'm something to be reckoned with. It's a good year for Boots.
Everything's trending up.
Yeah.
Amazon deal coming in.
Yeah, PC, that was big time. That was big time. That's big time. PBC is.
We get Usyk and versus Fury. We get Wilder versus Joshua.
Mm-hmm. If they win on next couple weeks here, we'll meet like.
Our heavyweights, you never
oh
know.
Oh, my God. And, you know, Joe Parker would be the guy to sit there and beat Deontay Wilder. I'm going to be like, are you kidding me, man? Like, Joe Parker, which, you know what I'm saying, like, the dude that Anthony Joshua fought is fighting. He's fighting. Yeah, it's going to be a good card. The guy that Anthony Joshua fighting, he fought Tyson Fury before he fought Wilder.
It ain't Bevel. He fight on that shit, ain't he?
Who?
Bevel.
Yeah. The Wolf? Yeah. Saudi Arabia, man, they're paying a lot of money.
They got that oil money.
Yeah, they're paying a lot of money. ain't nothing but a thing but a chicken wing or a string.
Motherfuckers from the UK, they gonna buy them pay-per-view, that's for damn sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right on up. That I think what was before the Wilder card is Andre Berto fighting Robert Guerrero for the last Showtime card. The Showtime was like, that is the best we can get, man. David Morrell gonna be fighting though. Like I said, he gets to close the year out for Showtime. They were trying to get Floyd to do a fight, but that shit would have been stupid. Floyd, well, I ain't trying to be a part of that. Floyd versus Mikey Garcia. That's what I was hearing. I was like, if it was Floyd versus Broner, sign me up. I would have paid for that. I would pay for Floyd versus Broner. If it was like just that five, like a little six rounder, let's get it.
Yeah, I saw him clamoring for a payday.
I know. Because they were saying that Broner could fight Ryan Garcia.
Talk about he want to fight Floyd.
I mean, at this point, that's a realistic fight for that. Like, that's something that Floyd would probably be like, hell yeah. Six rounds. Me and Broner. Nah, I'll fuck him up, man. They would make a killing on that. They would make a killing. They can make a little eight rounder. They can make it eight rounds. For real. You see where Chad Ocho Cinco talking about that he would want to fight Andre Ward.
Yeah.
I throw him off. Like, bro, stop it. You don't want no part of a retired Andre Ward, let alone, like, you don't even want to be talking shit, period. Like, He would take that a little personal and be like, soldier guy, well, like, and be cool with it, get in the ring and just fuck you up. Because I watched his documentary, man. Like, Andre Ward, you know, That's a good watch. It's a good watch. It's a good watch. Like I said, Shakur Stevens had him and Terrence Crawford coming out, Floyd there with him. I mean, like, you can't get better than that. You know, you gotta bounce back. You gotta bounce back, man. He's gotta bounce back in such a big way, man. Like, not counting him out, but his mouth is definitely turning people off. Definitely turning people off. Because now, in a situation where Devin Haney wins, he goes to a social media, and what does he say? I guess I got, I mean, he don't say, I guess. He said, I'm going to have to give Bill Haney his flowers. He's a smart businessman. They asked Bill Haney about that. Bill Haney says, who is Shakur? It was like Shakur said he would give Bill Haney his flowers. He said, who is Shakur? So now you are now reduced to that.
He just needs to be quiet, man.
He's reduced to that. Can't believe it, man. Can't believe that, man. Got Teofimo out here talking about he need $50 million for his next fight. Like, bro, like, shut, like, listen. You undisputed at 140, you asking for $50 million? Josh Taylor? Flat footed Josh Taylor? And you want $50 million next fight? Wow. I give you Loma, but Loma's what? Like, he already had a loss when you fought him? Stop it. He won $50 million his next fight. He won a fight in Sphere. Bro, like, get your profile up, man. Tank Davis, get your profile up, man. Like, like 5 years ago, Tank Davis was, you know, in Georgia, 5, 6 years ago, down in Georgia trying to find a place to train, man. Like, Floyd had him really stressed out. Now that Tank is now, then, you know, then capitalized on some good highlight-type victories. I mean, I can be about as real as possible. Good highlight-type victories. He beats Ryan Garcia, one of his highest grossing fights. It made over 100,000 pay-per-view buys. No, a million. Other than that, he was getting 250, 350. I would picture making a tournament out of it, man, and just say fuck it, man. Like, we, like you said, ain't no need making no 3 years out of this. Two fights a year. These guys should be able to fight each other, Keyshawn Davis and Tank Frank Martin included. The welterweight division only got boots in it. Terrence Crawford, he's won the fence 154. Errol Spence, we don't know, you know what I'm saying, but he's won to be 154. Ugas is over the hill. I mean, who's at 147 other than Boots? I can't name nobody. Not a soul. Berrios, Keith Thurman. That's all we got in boxing right now. I mean, if you look at the state of 2023 going into 2024, that's what we got. We got Inoue by himself entertaining us at 3:00 in the morning. We got 130, pretty much 126 is 130. 126 to 130. We just seen get knocked out one of the champs. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We got this Bell guy that's going to come up and end up being a champ. So 130 is a launch pad. 135, you got Shakur, Tank, Frank, Keyshawn. Then you bringing up all these other different little names that's coming up in the lightweight division that's trying to make some noise. But it's like, this all we got in boxing. Because you look at the middleweight, 160 is nothing. 160 ain't shit. We can't name not one guy 160. Nobody. That one guy's name is a champ, but I can't. It's like a, my God, his name's at the tip of my tongue. I can't think of it. Middleweight champ. That's gonna kill me. Yeah, Jannerbeck. Jannerbeck's a champ. Got Jannerbeck, got Jaime Magia, Chris Eubank Jr. Demetrius Andrade's gonna probably go back down to 160 after that, walloping. Which, that was another highlight of 2023. I mean, those was punches that I, like, we didn't really get to talk about that fight. Like, Andrade came out there firing. He did a good job of that. But outside of that, like, do you see Canelo beating David Benavidez? After watching that fight, is he somebody that Canelo's scared of, or you feel like Canelo can beat him, but Canelo just don't want to fight him? Like, he's just like, I don't fight Warren with him.
I don't think he want to go on that war with him. But I would give Canelo a shot and beat. I think I gave him a shot of beating him. I would think Benavidez would be the favorite though. But I definitely give him a shot.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. But I don't think he wanna go into war with that.
Mm-mm.
With that young Mexican.
He is throwing bombs.
Yeah.
I'm like, God, please, calm down, man. Like, whew. Physical. I mean, you still got Lara, Adamus. I mean, these guys are not all good, though, man. Like Sergey Derevchenko, man, he's a gatekeeper. You know, Gennady Golovkin's retired. You got Jamal. Jamal, you know what I'm saying? But he's you know, going after Canelo. So, I mean, like, will he move up to 168? So, I mean, like,
I think Benavidez, but he looked like a light heavyweight to me.
Mm-hmm. He came down to be a where he's at.
No word.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks more like a light heavyweight to me, man.
I don't think Canelo will fight on 175 either. Like, I mean, it just, Canelo's like, man, I don't have to fight him. I don't. Like, I don't have to fight him at all.
I want to see it happen, but I don't think he should step in the fight with that big motherfucker.
Yeah, cause he can do some things. He can do some things out there, man. He can do some things to somebody that really shouldn't be in that weight class. Cause Canelo shouldn't be in 168, but he's doing what Tank's doing. He's bringing guys up or fighting the bums at a litter. Tank is either bringing the guy up or finding a bum out the litter.
That motherfucker should be a light heavyweight calling out fucking Bevel and
BB. Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you really about it, that's what you should be doing.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like it. I like it. Mark, listen to Mark over here.
I'm saying, man, these guys, like, he remind me of motherfucking fucking Isak. Yeah. Always talking about fucking Tank. Mm-hmm. Always worried about fucking Canelo. Like, you need to be at light heavyweight, man.
Yeah.
And getting them back, getting them belts and them straps. Yeah. Build up your career that way. instead of just waiting on fucking Canelo.
I like it. Because he's only an interim champ at 168. That's the crazy thing about it. He's not a champ there. Listen at this.
Because he lost the belt because not making weight, didn't he?
Right. He struggles. He struggles making
weight. He
weight bullying out there. Yeah. 168, man. He sure is. He sure is. Yeah. That's a nice observation, man. I'm loving this conversation.
If you want to fight so bad, come down to 160. If you want to fight some goddamn bad.
Be drained like a mug. Be drained like a mug. Be done to hurt. Like I said, man. Guys like that, just like, you know, Tommy McGee, you know what I'm saying, was at 154. Jared Hurd, 154, knowing they needed to be at 160 or higher. You know, and then they, you know, they get drained and they finally meet their match and somebody beat the shit out of them. And then next thing you know, they looking different. Mm-hmm. I mean, McGee is lucky to have it, you know, hasn't lost the spark yet and that'd still out there to be picked.
Big in there.
Big, man. Just like, what are you doing? He should be at 175 easily and 154. Come on. Jerry Hurd, 154, and thinking that you can just not take punches until somebody can beat your ass. And they're waiting and now you're done. Done. Like, just like I was sitting there trying to just like, I wasn't trying to disrespect Regis Prograis. I know he's a 2-time champ, but if he moved up and fought Barrios or Ugas, he's going to lose both of those fights. He's not winning those fights. It's just a level of the fighter that you're going to... Yeah, you might be a 2-time champ, but... My point was just saying that Tank ain't no person that's been sitting there. Yeah, he might have been fighting, moving guys up from 130, 135, but I can't help the fact that Barrios was at 120-something and moved all the way up to 147. I can't help that. But I dig the point of saying, well, Regis, he, you know, he's a 2-time champ that didn't do that. He was at 140, and that's it, you know, saying like people avoided him. I understand that. But Devin Haney knew what he was doing too, and I'm not trying to disrespect Bill Haney and what they did, because they did the smart thing. They went after somebody with a belt, but they knew what they were doing. Because Teofimo's got a belt and Matias got a belt. Am I right? So why come they didn't pick them? Case in point.
They already said he chose me. He said he chose
him. I picked you. Exactly. That's what I say. Boxing is something else. And somebody like Ness will understand where I'm coming from, but he's not going to sit there and say that. He's not going to, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's where I was coming from. I wasn't trying to disrespect Regis Prograis and be like, oh yeah, man, he'll go up there and flat out get beat. I know he's a 2-time champ, but like, just like Broner, I would respect his, but when he skipped 140 basically and went to 147, he got whopped. Not everybody can do it. If Tank flew up to 147, who knows, he might get whopped by Boots. But if, you know, Boots can leave himself open, I mean, hey, welcome to the Tank show. Cause that's the thing. Tank is developed to be this Tyson type guy, to where it's like, you get in there, you're gonna get knocked out eventually. With having the skill, with having all the things together, like, he's got things put together to be, you know what I'm saying, to knock you out in the eighth or ninth round. He can have enough footwork and have enough quickness to sit there and time you and knock you out. So it's not like he gets outpointed and he's just terrible. It's just that, like you said, he starts off slow. And then once he starts to see, okay, here we go, either the body shot or head shot. Just and you're like, how the fuck did that happen? Santa Cruz was sitting there snoring and was feeling good. He was like, man, I'm punching the shit out of this thing. What? I'm punching the shit out of him, man. I'm punching the shit out of him. Swat! Roly sitting there just thinking he having himself a good old time. Come here, Tank. Come here. Sleep. Sitting there looking at sitting there thinking he had a booger in his nose all the time. So I dig it. I dig the whole slander on Tank, but he puts people to sleep, man. It's a tough thing. It's a tough thing to do. Right. Hector, and you know that Hector guy, he beat that Chris Cobra, you know the dude with the pink hair? One was throwing wild shots and shit, he beat him. If Cobra would have beat him, he probably could have got that shot against Tank. That would have been a wild fight to see. You know, Colbert. Who's fighting next week. He's fighting on that Showtime card, I think. On that last Showtime card, he's fighting against Jose Venezuela. But I would say Jake Paul has been quiet on this fight coming up. Like, he's been, it seemed like, because they was put the emphasis on, remember last night they was like against a pro boxer. I think he's been quiet. I think he's, you know, this one is like this is like a dude that maybe that could beat Tommy Fury.
Some little test.
Yeah. And I think it's a heavier weight. Yeah, this ain't been no gimmick type promo. This ain't been no crazy press conference, no nothing. This has been like, because I was like, man, fight next week. I ain't heard no crazy shit, no, you know, no Logan Paul this or Jake Paul. You know, it's been professional. And that's how it's, you know, sometimes it's got to be, you know. You know, I can't wait to see. Because the one thing I can't say about Jake Paul, the jab is looking better. He's standing on, he's sitting down on punches, nice. But he's, you know, I think sometimes, you know, people just can't defend like people that you hope. You know what I'm saying? You can't defend every punch. People just can spoil you. There's certain fighters that just spoil you. Like Montana Love last night, doing a good job of just dodging punches. And he got to the sixth round, and that dodges ain't the same. You know what I'm saying? The movement ain't the same. Your head move. And the next thing you know, boing, it's just like, he flew across the ring. Like, it's just like, you gotta have the stamina, you gotta have the durability to sit there and D up a whole 12 rounds, man, when somebody's gonna be pressuring you. That's the whole key of a pressure fighter. Like, a pressure fighter's gonna make you break. Like, if you can handle the deep waters of somebody still coming at you, throwing rights and lefts and this, can you still defend and throw punches to fight them off? Because if you can't, what's going to happen, Mark? Landing what, 36 punches? Yeah. God dog it.
Lucky he ain't really had no real power, because he'd have been really hurt.
Really hurt. But his face, man, his face looked like his face went to a paintball tournament. Like, God, tough. It was tough. It was real tough. He just programmed, man. But I will say, next year, when we finally get to see, because I think next year is going to happen, we see Tank and Haney. If he knocks out Haney, I wonder what. And this is always the thing I always wonder whenever somebody gets what they want. You know what I'm saying? Whenever, like, if this fight happened, if Tank knocks out Haney, I wonder what the excuses would be. Because it would be at 140. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't be no hydration, nothing, none of that bullshit. If he knocked out Haney, I wonder what the Haney fans, the Haneyites, or whatever you want to call it, I wonder what they'll say. I wonder what the excuse, I wonder what the... Would they eat crow? Would they be like, damn, man? Like, would they be like, I don't know.
Somebody's always going to find
something. Yeah, that's what.
We know that for a fact. Somebody's definitely
going to find something. They're going to find something. They're going to be like, they're going to be like, Well, Tank, I mean, I you know, or this, where somebody gonna say this? Well, I knew, of course, Tank had a chance to knock him out. I mean, he got to punch his chance. Then they be trying to shit on Tank. Like, he had to punch his chance, man. I mean, like, well, the ref should have stopped the fight so early. But Tank knocks you out, though. He puts you to sleep. Do you think, well, of course, I don't think Derrick James is going to get Trainer of the Year this year. I mean, he said a rough one. he said a not so Trainer of the Year. I wonder who's going to step up and get that. I mean, like you think about, yeah, about to say Bill Haney should get it. I mean, Bill Haney got Amari Jones cooking. He had another knockout victory over the weekend. He got Devin Haney cooking. I think Bill Haney might have to get my vote. I mean, Coach Panda out there. I don't think he got Matias out there. I don't know who else he got. Roy Jones, tough year for him. You know, some good moments. But I think Bill Haney deserves it. I mean, Bo Mac can say something to have Terrence Crawford to do what he did and then to get the other fighters that he got and they won their fights this year. Like, he ain't had too many other fighters lose. He went out and trained in London and got into that bullshit, but they won. You feel what I'm saying? So, Bo Mac could definitely get Trainer of the Year, but that was some bullshit, though. They put him in jail out there, man, because, yeah, man. But you don't, UK don't play that shit about guns. That's why stabbing shit, that's why people get stabbed out there in England. They don't play with them guns, say regulatory. That's the law. Don't bring no gun out there. That's crazy though, man. That is crazy to think that Terrence Crawford was an undisputed champ. At 147, we haven't had that in such a long time. And, you know, saying for him to do it, and now it's like we're in this limbo because he's 36, about to be 35, 36 years old, and it's like, what is he going to do? He's on a fast track to win the fight Canelo, or is it against the rematch with Spence, and then it's Jermell Crawford at 154. It's like, now 154 about to be dispersed again, 147 about to be dispersed again. And you got Boots. He's, you know, been in the 147 for a minute. So it's like, it's wild to where how things change so fast to where that's where when certain boxers will literally say they don't care about belts because of shit like that. Because now the race to try to get undisputed is going to be so crazy. You're going to spend fucking 5 years in a damn weight class. And you might be in limbo and not getting fights. It's a crazy thing. That's a torture. Yeah. Then you gotta fight bums that people gonna sit there and criticize you. Hands are tied. I can't do nothing about it. I gotta fight this guy. Here over the UFC, Dana White, like, look, you gotta fight this guy, and you're fighting here in the next 6 months. Yeah. Like, he kicked off the whole 2024 with dates. He got dates. They already booked. O'Malley, you get ready.
Corey, be fired too.
Right. Like, they're a well-oiled machine, man. They're a well-oiled machine. Like, point blank period. Get ready to defend your shit. You're a champ. Go out there, have fun, party, be shit, promo, whatever. Get your profile up. But get ready to defend, because you ain't on that bitch long. I mean, just think how long Tyson Fury, you know, sit there, was able to sit there and hold that, now fight Francis. I'm retired. I have to like fight. And I, you know, now, all right, I fight Francis. And then winning for the belts. Like, come on, man. Like, you got people in the pro wrestling world get mad at Roman Reigns. That's wrestling. You know, they get mad at Roman Reigns. He's only defended it 2 times this year. They're like, God damn it, 2 times? And we are in boxing. And we can't get people to fucking get in the fucking ring, man. Like, come on. We got Twitter. We got shit. You can talk shit. You can get people to get that sign. You know, let's make the fights happen, man. 2024 should be that mission. It should be the motto. Make the fights happen. 2024 should be big on the notion of making big fights happen. This Rafael, this Rafael Espinoza, for example, champion, now finally at 126, fast track, man. He's an undefeated fighter, young, he got a good story, fast track, let's get it. Robisi, get him back going, it's the second loss, okay, so what? Get him back going. He's a good fighter. He's entertaining. He puts on a good fight. We got guys coming up. Kermit, Kamel. Was it not Kermit? Kermit.
Kamel Moat or something.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. Kermit. Yeah.
Yeah, it's something like that. Shit. And then we got, what's his name? Look good. Knock dude down with a jab. Knock dude down 4 times. Damn, I was just talking about him. Schofield. You know, Schofield. He nice. I like his. He got a LeVar Ball dad. Yeah. I like to call him. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he got a plan now. He got the whole plan and everything. I liked it a lot. He got a little bar ball dad for sure. For sure. And then, whatchamacallit, it's another the kid from London, man, Bell. They want to beat a Dogbo. Like, there's some good fighters coming up in those weight classes. It's gonna be challenging. So you got Espinoza, you got Bell, you got this Kamel, Schofield. It's a whole batch of lightweights ready to charge. And Shakur and Tank and all these motherfuckers, man. This shit crazy. Like, it's just a new crop. And they punching fast and they. Like, that Bell kid, man. He a problem. He a problem. And he fighting at 130. He got some Rocky Marciano in his blood or something, man, or something. something. And I think the women's boxing is going to take a step up. The women's boxing is looking good, man. Baumgartner, Meyer, and, you know, Clarissa Shields. She's just not going to have nobody in the match. She's too big. She's too good. Like, if she was the size of Baumgartner, and Meyer, would be a good little tussle between those three, and it might be an up-and-coming one. She's too big and too good. And nobody's can match it. She's going to be old, somebody's going to beat her, but it's like, she don't have nobody that can sit there and be having the same type of skill. Somebody's working at it, though. But she's in a league of her own. I done seen matches where both girls have fought her, and I watched both fights, and they looked absolutely terrible, and they actually had the best fight against each other. When against the Shakur Shields, they looked like it was in preschool. She's just too good. It's scary, man. Like, Baumgartner, I mean, like, she's like a two weight class below her, so I wouldn't advise her to get in the ring with her. Shit. Meyer. You got the Katie Taylor. Chantel Groom. You got, or Chantel. What's her name? I can't. What's her damn name, man? I'm gonna remember that name and never forget it. Chantel Cameron. That was a good two fights. They ran it back last week. No, 2 weeks ago. But now Amanda Serrano need to get her get back, man. She need to go in gracefully. Go in. You got your rematch against Chantel. Go ahead and give Amanda Serrano your rematch. We all watched that fight. I remember you watched that fight with me. You remember old girl wore the Jordans? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that rematch need to happen. Yeah. That was a good ass fight. That was a good ass fight, man. That needs to happen. So the women's side is coming up. There's some good fighters, man. Good fighters coming up. Chick from Brazil, that Beatriz, like she nice. She got a knockout. She got a stoppage win on Destiny Jones. Like, these women are getting strong. They learning to, like, these punches, like. You go watch Alicia Baumgartner and watch her punch, you would think she fucking, like she could punch. Like, she could punch. Like, it's like Michaela Meyer, like, these women are nice. These women are nice, man. These women are nice. They're getting trained by, you know, some of the top trainers. And, you know, the quality, I would say the quality of the women fights is definitely going to come up to where they can main event and be considered big fights and sell out crowds because they present a type of entertainment that is different than saying trying to sell the WNBA. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're still going to get your entertainment of a good fight. It's going to be. You're going to get your technical fighter. You're going to get your rough, your brawlers. You're going to get somebody that can throw a nice, good precision, nice hard punch. You're going to get all of that. Like, old girl that beat Ebony Bridges yesterday, she was sitting there coming down, pow, going body shot, pow, uppercut, pow. She was working. And push off the look. Ref was like, quick, every time she come in, ping, right hand. She was beating her first. I mean, every time. Like, it wasn't no bullshit. It was a nice, clean, nice, good, nice form punch. Like, right here. Hello. Like I said, my dream matchup for 2024, which surprised everybody, is not Haney Tank. It's not, you know, Crawford, Canelo, is actually my 2024 dream fight is Deontay Wilder and Anthony Joshua. Like, I've been wanting that fight to happen since 2019. It's 2018. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been wanting that fight to happen since that long.
That's a big one.
Like, it's like, that's the... It still have, you know, I guess, like I like people say, it's got meat on the bone. Like, it still has that, what, 100, million pay-per-view buys. It still can get a million pay-per-view buys, man. Like, it can get, it can make a place sell out, you know. It's got that type of, like, ability to where, like, both guys, I mean, if we dig it, heavyweights are going to lose. I mean, that's the one weight class where if you undefeated, like, deep in that career, like, you were really good. It just stands out more. That's why Tyson Fury is who he is. You're going to have some L's in that heavyweight division, man. I'm here to tell you, man. Like, you're going to have some L's. Like, having Moore, having Holyfield, having a Foreman, having Ali, having a, you name it, man. You name a champ. A great champ. People talk how great they are. They got L's. They ain't sitting there holding one L. They got two L's. Larry Holmes, Rocky Marciano retired undefeated. You know, he died in a plane crash. Who to say if he kept fighting or not or whatever? He said he was retiring, but who knows if he was serious or not? He retired undefeated, beat Joe Lewis, old as hell, but he had a good career. He can sit there and say he did that. I don't know how a heavyweight weighing 170-some pounds, man, did what he did. 180. Man went 180 pounds and dominated heavyweight division. But that was back in that time, man. Like, it's wild. It's a wild business. Boxing is that sport to where, like now you got, you know, they call them catchweights, but you probably had so many catchweight fights back then. It was probably a shit ton of catchweight fights. People weighing this, people weighing that, the mob getting involved, Sonny Liston. You know, what was his name? Ezra Charles. Ezra Charles was a light heavyweight, and he held down the heavyweight title at 185 pounds. And they was like, you don't want to get any bigger? He was like, nah, I'm feel comfortable with this weight. And he held down the heavyweight title. And then he got beat by Jersey Joe Walcott. Jersey Joe Walcott was like 200 some pounds. Just beat him up. Now, he beat Jersey Joe, though. But it was a rematch. Jersey Joe got him. Beat him the first time. Mm-hmm. Couldn't deal with it. I'm telling you, I'm glad I recorded it. I can always go back and listen to Mark emphatically saying, because you know he's not saying he's a tank guy. You know, what I'm saying, you're not saying like. It's that, you know, the truth is out there. Sometimes things, the truth is the truth. You know what I'm saying? You could be a fan of somebody. Basically what I'm saying, you could be a fan of somebody and know that the truth is right there.
Sure. I'll definitely say he's probably my favorite boxer right now because he's the most exciting to me right now. But after the performance from Hayden last night and just for his willingness, you know, to go out there and make, you know, this, you know, the big fights and, you know, go for the hardest fights.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put him at that number one spot right now.
Yeah.
Out of those young guys, you know, that they've been comparing them to.
Yeah.
Out of the years.
Mm-hmm. Because Tank could have fought Regis. Tank definitely could have fought Regis. You're right. Tank could have fought Regis instead of Barrios. He could have fought Regis at the Barrios. You know, Haney said, I'm fighting. You know, I'm going from Linares to Linares to Loma to Loma to fucking, you know, then he fought Cambosis twice. That was, you know, to go unificate, you know what I'm saying? Then he went to, you know, fighting Loma to fighting, you know, the Regis. Now he's going to go for who knows, you know? So, I mean, like, he's in the advantage. He's got the A side. I feel like, as much as say the excitement and popularity, whatever like it, I know somebody like a Leonard Ellerbe would look at me as a nobody and be like, you know what the fuck you're talking about. But really, legitimately, Devin Haney is more on the A side than Tank Davis.
Yeah, but the thing is with Tank is he don't care about belts, so he ain't gonna try to fight for no belts or anything like that. So, I mean, if ain't no belts on the line, then they definitely gonna be pushing for Tank for being the A side.
I know. Well, that's what I know for sure. Especially thinking about what Bill Haney's talking. I know for sure if Tank and Devin gets in the ring, it's going to be for some belts. I mean, it's going to have to be. I mean, I know what you're saying. I get what you're saying. But I couldn't see a world at this point right now to where belts wouldn't be on the line if Tank and Devin Haney got in the ring. Because not to say that the Haney's care about the belts.
The fight would have to be at 140.
Though. Right. So right now he's the WBC. He's a WBC 140 champ as of right now. And I don't see Devin Haney. Only way I see Devin Haney, you know, saying getting, you know, letting that belt get stripped is if he moves up to 147. But as of right now, I'm seeing him hanging on to that, and I feel that he would defend that. Now if he defended against Tank, Tank will be coming up to 140. Basically, what I'm saying. Devin Haney's not coming back down to 135 to fight Tank. He's already let that be known. He's already said that. So it's going to be for a belt. But if it was for a belt, and it was for that WBC 140, and say if he goes and say if Devin Haney fights Matias. And he beats him. Now he's got the WC IBF. Even though it's not going to do a whole lot. But this 140 division now is getting interesting where he could get two belts. And say he unified. He got an IBF and a WC. He's definitely on the A side against Tank. It's now turned into that. I'm down the middle in a sense of saying I'm a fan of all these guys. But I'm speaking as a median is saying that they are now being pushed to the side of saying, man, like this guy's getting looked at a little bit more in a more positive light than Tank, man. It's slowly happening. I'm in a barbershop. I'm sitting there. I sit there. I was like watching a fight, and I was like, yeah. I said, oh, Haney, and then somebody was like, Haney fighting, and I was like, now that's new. I said, that's new. Didn't even know who the guy was. Haney fighting? So that's all I'm saying. That's crazy, man. It's crazy. But man, this has been a nice episode. I cannot wait to get this out here for y'all to listen to it. Me and my good friend Mark Hale, man, you know, him, his boxing knowledge is growing by the more times that we watch fights. And, you know what I'm saying, he's getting more interested, getting more into the game. And, you know, he's willing to sit here and, you know, hear me blab. Because, you know, I'm telling you, like, this is something that is up my wheelhouse, and like, you know, I'm willing to take advantage of this online world where it can get you paid. Yeah. I'd be dumb not to try it.
Well, yeah,
But hey, man, this has been another episode of Sauce Talk. I want to enjoy the rest of my evening now. Y'all can enjoy y'all's. I'm out.